Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold your breath. They blocked them the last time. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked!
Again.
It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis.
Are you kidding me?
Blocked them again.
Are you kidding me?
Blocked them again. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Do you believe in miracles?
The Rams are standing silent. They can't believe what just happened to them. Successive field goal blocks win it for the Eagles. What a great, great game. What a great, great comeback. And the final score is 33-26.
On the road again to a Super Bowl. Santa Clara, we got our
song
off right. It does. It does.
Yeah.
And how about this? Week 3. 2017 on the road to Super Bowl, 61-yard Jake Elliott field goal. Week 3 last year on the road to a Super Bowl victory, Dallas Goedert, 61 yards against the Saints. Week 3 yesterday, Jordan Davis scoop and score 61 yards against the Rams. Which best describes your emotion after the Eagles win over the Rams? It is our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We got three choices for you. Shocked, excited, relieved. It's pretty split the voting on this. Hugh, which one do you think is winning? Shocked, excited, or relieved that the Eagles blocked that kick and won it the way they did?
I'm going to say relieved.
That's actually the fewest votes.
Seriously?
22% relieved.
Nailed it.
36% shocked. 42% excited.
Excited.
I mean, all those emotions kind of, you kind of probably felt them all.
And I would say shocked, but I guess I got to be done being shocked.
Well, they win every game.
Like from this moment on, like if they're not going to lose that, when are they going to lose?
Well,
I tell you.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, considering they did everything to lose the game yesterday. I mean, they were down 19. They had a fumble in their own territory on the 10-yard line. Like it almost felt like they were giving that one away, and they still won the game against a good football team. Hugh, that's not easy to do.
No, it's not. Man, I tell you, I'm surprised it skewed the way that it did, because being there at the link yesterday and hearing those rain of boos come down before the half.
Well earned, by the way.
That was bananas.
Yep.
So that's why, you know, I was kind of surprised, because I think people were shocked. Because the way they're playing the first half, I'm not saying it wasn't warranted, because I think it was. They look bad. They look real bad. They look real, real bad.
Yeah, if you asked me the question of what would you have thought when they were down 26-7, like your thought if they could win the game, I would have said no way. I mean, with the way they were playing, no way. Now, as they sort of matriculate their way back and Jalen got hot, then it became plausible, and they pulled it off. Bruce in D.C. is up at work. Bruce, how we doing?
Good morning, Kyle, Joe, Hugh, and I'm down
close
in
enough.
Atlanta. And look, I'm not down here for a furry convention. I'm down here with the grandkids, obviously.
Oh, hey. That's nice to hear.
And make sure you go get you some lemon pepper wings while you're in the A, though.
Hey,
I know a spot to go get some.
I heard you talk about those things. You know, I'm going to make that. I'm going to make it happen, and I will give you a report.
Yeah, they delivered
sure
to them,
will.
By the way.
It's probably better because with family.
Probably because you're with the grandkids. Yeah. You probably want them to deliver the wings.
Yeah,
they deliver.
Yeah. Got you. But look, hey, Hugh, man, look, I'm standing in my truth with you on your take on this game, because it was just wildly. I don't even know. I'm trying to sum this thing up between the first and the second half. It seemed like it was just chaos in the first half. But then in the second half, it's like we had this evolution, and maybe some puppet master was behind the curtains pulling all the strings and showing everybody about how the hell we're supposed to be operating as an offense. I'm just completely thrown by this game. I really am. One of the other things that we weren't talking about, you know, it was a good sign to the special teams, but it was horrible too. I mean, I think one of the things in the first half, aside from the play calling, Jalen didn't do too well either. Mm-hmm. But was catching the ball. The four straight possessions, they dropped the freaking ball on the kickoff, and they wound up with terrible field position.
Yes.
It was like they had the yips. They couldn't even catch the damn ball.
Well,
the
broadcast was talking about how the Rams have come up with this thing where the ball kind of comes off the kicker's foot different and it spins different. But
really?
It was giving the Eagles a ton of trouble back. I think Mechie was back there for a little bit. It was Bigsby a little bit. They couldn't catch the ball. It was ridiculous. They were starting drives on like the 15 instead of the 35.
Yep. Yeah, but all that went away in the second half.
Yep.
I just don't know, but I'm sure. Look, I'm just going to look. I'm happy that they won, but we got to go back and we got to talk about Petullo. I'm telling you, I am extremely concerned about what's going on between him. I love you. Thank you for the Sky Marshal. I think that thing is going to stick because I think Jalen probably put his foot down and said, "Damn it. I'm taking them. I'm going to do what I'm going to need to do."
I'm the Sky Marshal. I'm Sky Marshal Hurts. That's right.
Don't you know who I am?
hey, I'm telling you. Look, so we're going to see how this plays out because I'm going to tell you, look, Tampa's not all that. You know, everybody's scared of freaking Tampa.
I agree with you, Bruce. Tampa is overrated. They win every game like the Eagles won yesterday, but they won all three like that.
Well, no, but here's the thing. Last year, yeah, they skull drunk us in the regular season, but we were missing our primary weapons in that game. We weren't at full strength.
Yep.
So, look, we get the play calling together down here. We're going to go to, I mean, the freaking stinking Jets hung 27 on them.
Hughes guy Aaron Glenn dancing on the sidelines yesterday. It was wild.
Yeah. Let's get it together, man. Let's pull together, Sirianni and crew. Get your heads out there. Four point of contact and turn this offense loose to the Sky Marshal.
Yeah, now we're talking the Sky Marshal. Oh, here's a question. Good call. I think the way people feel about Petullo today is all based on how you react to Hugh's theory. So if you think your theory, your conspiracy theory, Hugh, is that Kevin Petullo was not calling the plays in the second half, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you feel like Hugh's correct on this, then we all got to be out on Petullo because the offense stunk. And then as soon as he got out of the way, the offense worked.
Well,
but if Petullo was calling the plays, don't we got to give him props for adjusting and he's figured it out now?
I don't think we need to throw Petullo away.
They might as well just fire him if that was the case.
He was emasculated yesterday. They took the play calling away at halftime.
Well, first of all, that's my reckless speculation.
No, I'm saying if you're right.
Okay, if I'm right, he's not going to get fired because he's Sirianni's guy.
Yeah, but he's soft fired.
Like, what's the point of him?
He's handpicked. Now, here's another theory if you'd like me to workshop this one with you.
Oh, goodness.
I think that they went behind closed doors and somebody slapped him across the lips and told him, get your stuff together.
Oh, dude.
Like, you know.
Why'd you have to go that far?
The Batman meme, bow, get your stuff together. But they didn't say stuff. They said the other word.
Bam! Like Adam West back.
Okay.
Pow!
Okay, explain to me why it looks so different.
Now there was an altercation in the locker room.
But okay,
Mr. Locker Room Punch.
Explain to me why it looks so different. Explain that to me.
Well, they had
that
right.
was
they had,
night
they had,
and day.
Okay,
they,
so they there's no minutes. Way for yeah. me to explain it to you without somebody getting slapped.
Sometimes slaps in the face wake people up or cussing people out.
I do like
I'm
that you
a firm
went
believer
to the,
in both of those.
I like you went to the Adam West Batman. Bam, pow, slam.
Get your stuff together, Kevin. Pow.
Pop.
Damn it, man. You're killing us.
Man, we're not aging ourselves with 1960 television here. That's not what's
something happened. Come on, man. Something happened. And here's another thing. I wasn't going to bring it up. Maybe because it's just me. Mm-hmm. How many of y'all ever noticed? To be fair, I don't know how long he was sitting there. How many offensive coordinators y'all see sitting down during the course of the game, not talking to the quarterback? Why the quarterback roll up on him to talk? I ain't never seen that before. Maybe it might be a little thing, but I'm just like most offensive coordinators I've seen be on their feet most of the time.
Now, we don't know if he sat down to talk to someone in particular, but I did feel like, get your butt up, Kevin.
Yeah, what I'm saying. Why are you sitting down, dog? Yeah. We getting our ass kicked and you over there relaxing.
Yeah, no recliners. We're on the sideline here.
This is the slap. Get your ass up. Get your ass off the bench.
We got five minutes. I'm going to break your face.
Listen.
Right.
I don't condone violence.
This is my favorite criteria today.
I don't condone violence. But sometimes violence is the answer, man.
Yeah.
Violence is the answer.
Of all of the things you said today, this is the one that is my favorite.
I told you I was going to come in here and recklessly speculate today.
I know, but you should have started off and they slapped him across the lips in segment one.
But the slap feels like it might be the one, though.
Well, there's no coming back from the slap then. I mean, he might as well put his resignation papers in.
No, he's not.
Because
they gave his props. Hey, no,
you get slapped at work in front of your coworkers.
No.
You're going back.
No, you don't. He didn't get slapped. He got slapped. The coach slapped him in behind closed doors.
What? Sirianni slapped him?
Yeah, he told him, get your stuff together. Okay. And he said, hey, coach. He started crying and said, hey.
You're going to get a message from the Eagles for this
one. I'm sorry.
I'm surprised he hasn't gotten texted.
Oh, right? No, it's coming.
You see me keep looking at my phone.
It's coming.
Is that why it keeps going off?
That wasn't my phone that time. Mm. Now the first one was. Let me tell you what happened. That's my watch. I let my son wear my watch yesterday and he pushed some buttons. And I don't know how to make it go back to what it was.
So the guy that can't figure out his watch is giving us behind the scenes theories on what's going on.
I mean, that's what I'm recklessly speculating.
Joe in Philly is up. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on, man?
Of course. You know that. Yesterday was a fun game to watch, and you mentioned they had us on the ropes. Well, guess what? What do you have to do when you're fighting the champ? You have to usually knock them out to win. We're the champs still, and we proved that yesterday. I didn't like the Nacua call. The refs need to get their asses out of these games that are hard worked. Both teams played their asses off, and I don't want to see the refs getting in the way of these games. But the Rams had ample time, ample opportunities to win it, and they didn't do it. So. Very surprised they didn't. I wasn't surprised we blocked it, but you know it was great. I think we were in their head after that kick before that. So very exciting game. Now I'm already looking ahead. I'm looking at the weather for Tampa next week.
What do we got? How hot is it going to be down there? Because it always seems to be really hot down
80s,
there.
80s, high 80s, not maybe 90s, maybe chance of rain. There's going to be some humidity. We got to roll these guys. They rolled us last year. I know we weren't, full strength, but, man, we're the champs, man. This is going to keep going.
Joe, we owe them one. We owe them one. They beat us in the playoff game down there. They beat us last year in September, Joe, like you said, even though we weren't at full strength. A good phone call. We owe the Bucks one, and I don't think they're as good as the record. We owe them one. The Eagles are better, and my feeling right now is the Eagles go down there and win this football game. All right, you may have missed it this weekend or just kind of – backburnered it because all the Eagles stuff going on. Hugh, I need your reaction to this. So Saturday night, I guess it was Friday night, Nick Castellanos hit his 250th home run, came in off the bench. Mm-hmm. Phillies lost 2 out of 3 this weekend in Arizona. It's not that big of a deal. They're still
in good spot.
Great shape to be the number 2 seed, which is what they're going to be in the postseason. But all right, they had a tough weekend for the first time in a while. They go down to Arizona, but they did win that game Friday. Castellanos came off the bench, number 250. After the game, though, this is pretty awkward stuff here. Castellanos talking to reporters about his role, adapting to his role, where he's at. Just listen to this.
Do you understand why you haven't been playing as much as you normally would?
I don't really talk to Rob all that often, so that's just... I play whenever he tells me to play, and then I sit whenever he tells me to sit.
So, the coaches or Rob don't sit down and explain to you what they want you to do and whatever role they want you to have?
Communication over the years has been questionable, at least in my experience. But also, I grew up communicating with somebody like my father, which is very blunt, direct, and consistent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we had that on Friday night. Your take?
He's going through it a little bit. He's handling it. Yeah, he's handling it the best way that he can. I think he's been a little facetious in the way that he says they're talking to him. I don't see that being the case. It might not be the way that he expected it to be. But I think they told him that this was a two-platoon situation and that his playing time was probably going to be cut. Because we went through this earlier in the year. That's just the way he perceives it.
I'm glad you said the word perceive. Last year, he played every day. Did he complain about Topper's communication every
Mm-mm.
day?
Mm-mm.
It strikes me as he doesn't like what he's hearing, not how he's hearing
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's okay, because I was always told the player's the last one to know when your game is falling off.
Yes.
You know, and if, like, you have to be realistic with this. And I think that, and I'm not mad at Cassiano for living his truth, because that's basically what he's doing. He sees it a certain way, and he's not going to see it that way until this is all said and done.
Which could be soon. I mean, I don't mean the season, but I don't know if he's going to be here next year. Well, this might just be the next month and a half is his tenure in Philadelphia.
Well, it might be, but I'm talking about once they win the World Series, because I'm speaking it into existence, he's going to look at it totally different. But right now he can't see it because he's not an integral part of, in his mind, the success that they're having. He'll get over it. I mean, it's a tough spot to be in, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, him being at home, you know, talking to people that are close to him, and they're you know, they're kind of feeding the ego a little bit. He's feeling some kind of way, but he'll get over it.
I actually thought something was missed on Friday throughout the whole question and answer session. He came off the bench in that game and had a big moment.
Yeah,
that could be his role in October, and that if he can do that, it could. I mean, look, let's put it this way: there are not many hitters on benches in the postseason more accomplished than Nick Castellanos.
Yeah.
Right? He has 250 career home runs. I know it's a weird way to get here. He could be this team's Matt Stairs. He could have a pinch hit moment.
He don't see it like that's what I'm saying, Joe. He don't see it like that
but
right now.
But my thing is, he did it. He showed me on Friday he can come off the bench cold. It was his second at bat, but he came off the bench cold, had a good at bat in his first at bat, then hit a home run. That should be the takeaway here, that he has the ability to change the game with one at bat. Because of what he's got in his talent, you know, his talent still is there in some ways, but it's tough for him to see what he could do on this team. He just doesn't like Topper.
Was that not kind of like a wildly worded question, though? Do you understand why you've been demoted?
It's he kind of.
Do you know you suck?
A little bit. Yeah, he did that.
It's like if you have a kid, he does something bad, you put him in timeout. You're like, do you understand why I put you in timeout?
Yeah, he did. He was fishing. The reporter was fishing.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not cool, but he answered it the best way that he possibly could. That's why.
I mean, I understand.
Not mad at
yeah, like I don't know. It's a question that we want to hear about. Like, what's it like between you and Thompson right now? I just found the wording of it hilarious. Do you understand why you're demoted?
He could cut it off by giving a more thoughtful answer, like, "Hey, we're winning. I'm happy. Let's move on." And then he doesn't, so they pry. But I did think that was like a "Are you serious, man?" question. Like I could see why he was annoyed at the question.
Yeah.
And I get those guys trying to do their job covering the team, and he is. There's not many controversial stories on the Phillies right now, right? It's all good.
It's my watch, man.
Hugh,
that's my watch. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to fix the settings, man. It's not my fault. Harper's fault. I don't know what he did.
It does work. It does really work for the show today. Our conspiracy theory guy's got a watch that's just beeping every 5 minutes.
I don't know what he did.
Like, foil hat Douglas over here.
I don't know what he did to the settings.
I mean, you know we have like 3 minutes until we take a break, and you can do all that then.
No, but I'm saying it chimed on its own, and I was trying to turn it off. Okay, this is the last. Let me see if it.
Okay.
I think. No, that's not it.
That's more than enough. Okay. Juice in South Philly. Hey, Juice.
Hey, Joe. Hey, you.
Juice.
How you doing?
What's going on, man?
So I got to tell you, right, you and your boy JoJo thinking like you, because JoJo sat there the entire second half, and all he kept saying was, what did they put Petullo on an airplane? There's no way he's still calling these plays. There's no way. Like, he literally said it the entire second half.
Shout out to JoJo, man, my coach for my fantasy football
You win this
team.
Week?
I don't know. I got to check the stats.
User looks Yous are looking good. Yous are up like 40, and you still got Gibbs, and he still had the other guy has two guys left, but you still got Gibbs, and you're up 40.
See?
So JoJo, looking
shout
good.
Out to JoJo, man.
Yeah, all the credit to JoJo, yeah, and, none to Hugh Douglas.
That's all right. We win this thing. We're going to split this.
So game. You, as long as my team struggles, I'm like, man, why'd you give JoJo to you?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So listen, I don't want to sound like I'm not happy, because I'm elated the way that we came back in that game. I got to be honest, I never felt like we were out of it. Maybe that's, to me, the mystique of Hurts. I feel like he's a winner. He's going to find a way to do it. But I do feel like, so we sit here, and I'm going to say we because there's like two different sides. There's the Hurts backers and the Hurts haters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we sit here, and every week they'll say, well, Hurts needs to do this, or Hurts needs to do that. And then when he does it, oh, he did it. Let him do it again. That's not really how it works. You can't say a man can't do something, and then when he does it, be like, oh, well, that's just one time.
So, Juice, I agree with you, but no one's saying he can't. Nobody says that. No, I don't. It's very rare, very rare, that we take a phone call on WIP where someone says Hurts doesn't have the ability. What we talk about, or people call in and say he doesn't do it often enough, that's different.
All right, so listen, I'm going to show my age here for a minute.
Okay.
I've been listening to WIP since Brookie and the Rookie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how long I've been listening to your show.
Yeah, that Rookie turned out pretty good, that Rookie back then.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah. So I have maybe Donovan McNabb catches more scrutiny than Jalen Hurts, in my opinion, throughout the years. And I don't understand how we live in a city that we have a man that just finds ways to win. And when he does it, he still gets doubted. And I'm not saying you did. What I'm saying is, as a whole, as a collective unit, like, for instance, OG Wade brought up the conversation you were having about the Bills last week. And I get it. You came on, you said he obviously did it, da-da-da. But you're walking it back because he did it. You didn't believe in him and thought he couldn't do it. And we had to listen to you guys.
No, I disagree. Juice, I love you, man, but I disagree. I'm going to say it very clearly. What I said, we were talking about the Bills and Ravens game.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was posed, do you think Jalen could have won that game?
Yes. And you answered it, what you thought would potentially happen.
But yesterday, he didn't win that game, guys. What are we talking about? That game was, now, it was impressive yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The game was 41-40. In week one, the Eagles scored 27 offensive points yesterday. You can't take a whole first half off and get to 41. There's not enough possessions. So yesterday, when the Eagles win a game where they have to score 41 offensive points, then I will say Jalen won that game.
Well,
Jalen won an impressive game yesterday, but if you want, and I told you so from week one, I'm not giving it to you on that, because that game was different than yesterday's game.
And even though I think it's kind of splitting hairs, like, I understand the 41 points is very different from what we did. You have to play good for both halves to put 41 points up. Right?
Yes, that's my point.
Sure. But I guess where I was attacking it from was, would he be able to dig them back out of that sort of deficit through the air? Because
when
you're down that much, you have to throw. You're forced to throw. So that was sort of where I ate my words on that earlier in the show. But, like, by the way, Juice, that's exactly how it works. If I say something and then I get proven wrong, I will say that I will eat my words on it. Like, that's exactly how all of this should work. Like, if I thought something and then was proven wrong, am I going to sit here and be like, nah?
Yeah, I just think there's something missing from all this, that we would just do it every week. No, I haven't heard anyone in years. I mean, when he was drafted, people used to call me and tell me he didn't have the ability. And I was the one sitting here and said, I think he does have the ability. No, I haven't heard anyone in years say the word ability for Jalen Hurts. Consistency.
Yeah.
Also, as much as we want to have fun with conspiracy theories, he did drop back to pass 12 times in the first half. There were 12 pass plays called in the first half. He did crap with them.
Yeah.
Like, he played better in the second half. I think when everyone takes a victory lap, I say, why doesn't he do that more? Like we know
that's fair.
He can do it. Like, it's anyone with eyes could see that Jalen Hurts can do it. The question is how often we get that kind of passing game. And the second half, it was incredible. I agree with Kyle. I agree with everyone. I mean, we were all on the same page today. That's what we want to see. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right. We'll keep reacting with you on the win, plus our takeaways from the rest of Sunday's action. And we got to revisit a comment that went terribly for a person in the NFL. That's next. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hatfield just dropped two new bacon flavors, people, that y'all have to try. First up, we have cracked pepper thick-cut bacon, black pepper-coated and full of bold taste. Then there's the forest thick-cut bacon, smoked to perfection with a touch of sweetness. Whether you're firing it up for breakfast or stacking it on a BLT, these bacons bring big flavor. Bacon is serious business around these parts, people, and nobody does it better than Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.